Wednesday's hearing was on a request by the city of Fairbanks that the civil rights case be bifurcated or considered in two stages, starting with a ruling on whether the 2015 settlement and prison release agreement banning the Fairbanks Four from suing the city or state is valid.
I believe we need targeted discovery about the circumstances of the 2015 settlement agreement.
City Attorney Matt Singer told U.S. District Court Judge Sharon Gleason that the Fairbanks Four had an expert legal team that helped craft the settlement agreement they signed.
And then there's a separate page the attorneys each signed and attested that they fully explained the agreement and its consequences to their clients, and that they believed their clients understood the terms.
Singer said the validity of the settlement agreement hinges on facts that should be considered separately and prior to alleged civil rights offenses, including coercion of false confessions and fabrication of evidence by city police. But Fairbanks Four attorney Anna Benvenuti Hoffman maintains that the two issues are intertwined.
All the misconduct that led to our clients being in prison is all relevant, and it'd be more efficient to just take all discovery and then proceed with the case.
Benvenuti Hoffman says the fact that three of the Fairbanks Four were still in prison and would have remained there until another trial proved their innocence weighed heavy on their decision to sign the settlement agreement.
You can't separate out that they're actually innocent and that they're facing continued incarceration.
Judge Gleason said she expected to rule on the request to separate the two questions soon, noting the longevity of the case. In Fairbanks, I'm Dan Bross.